I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Hey, hey, it's content podcast. We're out here.
Skirt. Hey.
Can you do a freestyle? You think you can freestyle off the top of the head?
If you see me out with 30 fellas, then there's really 60 of us, because there's 30 women in position down for any of us. Hey.
Me and all my brothers got some cash to divvy up, and I told G to send me something we can fuck the city up with.
Hey.
I don't think a lot of people know that song.
She want missionary, right, but enough, I told enough. Her now giddy up.
We're white. We're fucking white. We're here, man. It's Content Podcast, another episode for the beautiful people. Anything new?
Bro, what the fudge? What? Oh my God.
What?
You stink.
Can you stop texting?
Hold on, I'm almost
Why
done.
Are you texting during the podcast?
We didn't even stop
the Greek girl can wait. The other Latina can wait.
Are you
The
gone?
Other white one can wait. The other black one can wait. They all can wait. All the girls that you
Shut
texting can
up,
wait.
Shut up, man. Hold on. Fuck.
Holding up the fucking podcast here, buddy. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm carrying it. My back's hurting.
Hold on, I'm almost done. Yo, you legit stink.
What the fuck are you doing?
There's a thing lingering, man.
But what are you doing on your phone?
It's none of your business. Like, you were right. You know, you were right.
Of course I'm right. I know. I'm always right.
Shut the fuck up,
I'm
going
to go cut the dead space in this
podcast.
No
dead space. That was good. That's entertainment.
Dead space, yeah.
Entertainment.
We're here, man. We got a special episode today. I like to do the Q&As once in a while. Q&As are fun.
Yeah, me too. I deleted my questions like a dish.
Yeah, Prajut put a story up. I put a story up. And only one of us has the homework. And I did the homework.
you know what?
But why did you delete? What went through your brain to say, let me delete this?
You know what it was? I forgot that was up. But you know how it is with the first story of the day. And that accident happened. And it already has like 2,300 views. And that's why I was like, let me get rid of these and let me post this. Because some dude cracked my car.
I know. But you should have just screenshotted what you had. And
you know what's funny though, Tom? There's only like 4 questions. So I really don't think it was a big deal. You know? And it was stupid. It's like, yo, why are you so fat? And it was just like dumb shit. But then there was one that was like, fuck, marry, kill, chicken palm, big ziti. And then I think it was lasagna.
Yeah, that's a good point. Before we get into the questions, I think we should talk about our Forged event last week. We had the Forged event. It went fucking great. Yeah. We had, what, how many people there? Like 400 or 500 people?
Yeah, signing autographs.
The meet and greet was crazy,
like,
bro.
I signed some ladies' tits. It was like, dude, what is going on? Like, how crazy was that?
Crazy. The beer's really good. Connor's team's awesome. Thank
you
guys for
the hospitality.
The food
was good. They had a little couple of bites, the Irish bites. We had some sausages. They really had good. I forget what else it was. It was good, though.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, the Black Rose Boston, great atmosphere. We really had the support come out again. People just left and right telling us, you guys need to be in a movie with Mark Wahlberg. I'm like, I know. I'm waiting for the buzz. Should be coming soon. Dion Point was there. Shout out Uncle D. Everyone's saying the deli should be on Netflix. I know, guys. I'm working on it.
The vlog's out now.
Go check out the Forged launch party vlog. That's out. But a good night overall. Always a good night, though, when we throw the parties, right? We always get the people out. They're always excited. They're always fired up.
Shit
what
again?
What are you sniffing?
Did you
There's
sniff?
Nothing to
Did
sniff.
You shit again?
Fucking soccer cleats. Soccer cleats.
Yo, you used to wear soccer cleats during baseball. I can never forget that.
No, I didn't. I don't remember what you're talking
who
about.
Who got that serious? She's like, oh, man, well, you really shouldn't be judging them if you couldn't afford them. I was like, bro, there was a
joke. Someone said that?
Yeah, Cliff. Cliff Notes.
Did he say that?
He was like, yeah, well, you're typing to judge off of his cleats. I was like, no, it was just funny. It was a joke.
No, yeah, you are judging, though. Yeah. The Cliff Notes Project. Shout out Cliff, man. Captain Cliff. But we're out here. Good event Thursday. And now we're going to do a little Q&A segment on here because we haven't done one in a while. And it's good to connect with the fans, you know?
Q&A with Tommy. Tommy and Prajut.
We should have that be the intro of it. All right. Here we go. All right. Question number one. We have someone that we've collabed with ask us questions. So let's just keep that in mind. Huh. Who's your favorite creator to collab with?
Oh,
this emoji.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who it is?
That was either Ann or Maggie.
It was Ian. So, it was the Scott Otters, actually.
Was it?
No, that was my that's my answer. The Skull on
it. It is, though. You know, Ian, I love you, but Ian,
we love to collab with everyone.
Ian,
everyone.
What it is? You're like 35 and they're our age.
Bro, so, you did not just say that.
What?
You just called him 30. He's not 35.
Ian's 30 something.
Maybe 30.
My bad.
31 maybe.
But you know what I'm saying. You know, you're like married, you got the kid coming, you got the dog. You know, if we're like we're outraging, you know, together.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
You know what
we're
I mean?
All partying with them and shit.
You know, and like smart. They welcomed us in their house with their parents, and you know,
Tom, I still haven't met your doggy, and I don't know what's
right,
going on there.
Right, and Tom wore their father's Crocs, so I think that's a real level of trust.
So I think they got the number one. But yeah, I'd say Scott Lauder's. But Ian, you know, you're up there though. You're up there. You're like a top like
you know, seven. Maggie. I think got you beat too, Ian. Yeah, Maggie.
I'm just joking. All right. If the Christopher Bartolo, if the Celtics lost the other night, would you have believed you and Chatty were the new curse?
No,
because our record at the Garden
would have been
what?
5-2.
What are we now?
5-1.
6-1, because they just won Wednesday when we were at the suite. That they just won. So
oh, yeah.
6-1.
Yeah. 6-1.
Yeah. 6-1. Super Mario Advance asks, how do you get the most out of every day? What does progress look like to use? How do you get the most out of every day? What does progress look like to you?
The most of every day, productive, man. It's really rifling off emails.
I think we were talking about it last podcast. It's like the routine in the morning. That's number
it is,
one.
Yeah, it is the routine in the morning. The gym, I feel like, yeah, it's just productive. You got to keep doing things to just...
That's the foundation. I think the foundation, like you said, is just getting in a routine in the morning. Sure. A lot of people feel like they don't need a routine in the morning, and I was one of those people for a while, but like now that I'm actually in a routine, I'm over 2 weeks in now, dialed in, 12 pounds down. I know you need a morning routine because it's the first time in my life that I've actually stuck to something.
Yeah, it's great.
Besides when I was at school, and then when I dropped out of school to do this, I was never in a routine, but that builds a foundation of your day. If you win that morning, if you win the first half of the day, the second half's easy. You already won the day, you know?
Because what, especially, I don't know if it's just Equinox, but like, I mean, honestly, it might be because I've never felt so good when I walk out of a gym, like actually from the steam room, and it's clean. Like,
also,
it's
just look where you are. You're walking out. You're in the nicest part of Boston.
It's beautiful. It's literally beautiful.
Some of the best coffee in town at Frank Anthony's. You go to get a nice snack over there if you need it. You know?
Even like the gray days, it's just like, yeah, it's just still nice. Like, you know,
it's nice. There's nice cars around you. It's nice. You live in the high life there.
True.
But the number one thing for me, why I love that gym the most, because how clean it is. It's clean. It's very, very clean.
They're literally cleaning every
minute.
I've been
in some dirty, dirty, dirty gyms, you know.
It's a different level when you go to the gym and the people around you. It's not like, you know, it actually is very different. It is.
I agree. Yeah. And like when you're in Equinox, you're around successful people that are in shape. Yeah. And it just makes you want to be better.
One thing that does make me cringe though, when you walk in and they're just like, combing their hair and blow drying. I'm like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, they're just always there.
Just
always
like, like, Toby, I'm like so tired of the office. Like,
they're like
just
ironing their suits before they
get a Benegear. I'm just like, I'll punch you so hard right in the teeth.
Curtis Dahlin, play fuck, marry, kill with the New England States.
All right, well, marry Massachusetts.
We're going to marry Massachusetts, yeah.
I'm going to bang
Connecticut.
No, I'm going to bang
Connecticut.
I think I'm banging Rhode Island, bro.
No.
Connecticut sucks.
Rhode Island sucks, bro. It's a dump. At least Connecticut's like a rich town. You know what I mean? Classy broads.
Yeah, but at least you got Providence. You know, you want to go out and have a night. You know, you got shit there. Yeah, you got the Dominican. No, you got the Latinos. No. You got, you know, you got the good food.
I think I'm murdering them. I think I'm murdering them or New Hampshire. One of the two.
Nah.
Maine's cool. Nah, I like New Hampshire. I got Canopy Lake and shit.
New Hampshire too. I think I'm killing
Rhode Island. I've decided. Smallest state in the country. It's like, what are you even here for?
That's,
you know,
like a nice fuck. No.
Marry Massachusetts, kill Rhode Island, and bang Connecticut. Justin, what do you think? Have to.
You know what? I'm gonna bang Maine because I fuck with Portland. And
okay. All right.
Yeah, I've never
all
been
right.
up there.
I don't
there.
Hate that. Yeah, I've never really been up there either. Then, are you killing?
I'll kill Vermont.
True. I forgot about Vermont.
Yeah,
I
let's take
Vermont.
It out on them.
Yeah, fuck Vermont. Still killing Rhode Island.
Next shout question. Out Ian. That was a payback for you, Ian.
Yeah, Ian. Ian's so pissed. He's gonna snitch this video and fucking throw it on his TikTok.
He should.
Benny Boy asks, if you didn't live in Boston, where would you live? It's a hard question because
truthfully,
I grew up here. And like,
and like the
really
shit we do right now, if it wasn't in Boston, it has to be like a little outside. But if I wasn't doing this stuff, probably Florida, bro.
Okay. Dude, know where I would go? I would probably go try out and live in Austin, Texas, bro. It was nice there when I went. I visited Jake there like whatever, 4 years ago. And it's just like, bro, it's really nice weather. It's like Austin's cheap. Very like, it's not like a hick town, bro. Like people think that. It's like, it's almost like a, like not as nice, but nice seaport area. It's like a city area. It's city. Mm-hmm. That's what I like, because I would want to live in a city area because I'm so used to it in Boston. But it's nice ass weather. You're surrounded by mountains. It's pretty sick. So
that is cool.
Austin, I would probably live at. That seems cool.
But yeah, I like downtown Tampa is cool.
But Florida's dope too, though.
I could definitely live in the city.
Tampa, because you know Tampa.
Probably downtown Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We still gotta go. I still gotta go to Tampa. I don't know what this kid's name is, bro. PX Ross Signal from Paul? LA. What's his name? Paul? Is it Paul? Paul asked, are y'all visiting LA anytime soon?
Man, it's we're trying to get out there. We just got to make it to make sense. Like, we're trying to line some stuff up. Dave's Hot Chicken really getting onto us.
To be completely honest, it's always just coming down to money. Everything comes down to money. And not that we're not making enough money. It's more of just more benefit in us putting the money back into our business than going to take a trip to LA where, like, what am I doing out in LA? Like, we can go make connections out in LA, but I just don't know if that, you know, wasting all that money is going to be worth it right now. Like, when it makes sense, when, like, you know, when Uncle Mark gives us a buzz and says, hey, come work out with me in my gym in Vegas or wherever he's at, LA or Vegas, wherever he is, and then we take a drive over to LA or stay in LA, then yeah, that makes sense. But I don't have any like major connections over there that I got to go connect with. But I know there could be connections made, so it would make sense eventually. Right now, it's just like the money. We're trying to work with a brand to send us out there. You know, maybe we can get someone to send us out
there.
That's
the way I want it to be.
You know, so it's all taken care of. Because if the travel's taken care of, then that's, you know.
None's worse than going and just spending all that money and then you come back and you're just like, wow.
That's how I felt after New York. And we didn't even pay for a flight either.
You literally just shit. Like, I heard that. Yo, Justin, bro. Yo, like, you need to, like.
It's protein pods, bro. It's protein pods.
Come on, bro. Protein
pods. You act like you don't do this shit.
That's
fucking little bitch. You act like you don't do this shit.
Bubble guts. That ain't no protein. You ate mad fried food last night.
It's Greek gyros. Fucking prick. You do this every time.
Nah, you act like you don't do this. Guys, I don't fuck.
You rip ass.
I don't fuck.
Who's the man in the relationship someone has? I don't know what that means. Right. You calling us like...
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm ignoring that. That was weird. Rissa Klein says, what do you guys do for work other than social media? Or is that your main job? Rissa, it's our main job, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm on post office. We used to work in there and slaving away.
Yeah, but you used to work at the post office. I was at UMass Boston in college. Dropped out in 2022. You left your job in 2022.
Yeah, I left my job in 2022. It's been over a year and some change. And I actually was just talking to my mailman 2 days ago. He goes, it fucking sucks. Get your luck. You got out of here. And I was like, I'm like, yo, I've been so happy. I was like, to be honest, Adi, I see you working. I feel bad. 7:30, it's freezing out. He goes, yeah. He goes, kid, I see some of your videos. He goes, they're all right. I was like, all right, bro. I'll talk to you, my friend.
They're all right.
Just when I was feeling bad, it's like, all right, brother, stay warm.
Yeah. At least Super Mario was in your mailman, though, you know?
Yeah, you have literally one of Super the Mario, Mario brothers. You want to? I want to punch him in the face so bad.
He just always has a little bitch look on his face.
He's just like, I'm a fucking mailman. Just like, bro, you're a fucking literally like a clown.
OCB Meek asks, one thing you hate about Boston? It's a good question.
I really would just say maybe traffic.
Traffic sucks, yeah.
There's some other things I hate too, I'm not gonna say. But yeah, no, definitely traffic.
I'm not
saying it. Nah, I mean, there's, you know, some people are just lame. Some people are lame.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of, but that's everywhere.
Justin, I smell food. You cooking something up here?
Food?
It's Maria's. Yeah, I think they're making some eggs down there or something. An omelet. Smells like some nice French toast.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's through the wall.
Are you serious? Sniffing the wall? Anyway, can we get back to the podcast now? Can you stay focused for like another 15 minutes? You're like a fucking kid in school that can't sit still. Like, relax. Relax. One thing I hate about Boston, I'm going to say, I don't want to say traffic. You said that already. The weather, the cold weather, the snow. I don't fuck with the snow. A lot of people like the snow and the cold and that in the winter. I don't care about that, bro. I don't care about shoveling my car out and shoveling the house. It's the scenery. It looks so pretty on Christmas. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah.
I personally do not care about it.
Yeah, I traffic, weather, and then maybe
if I didn't see snow again, I would not give a fuck.
Parking's rough in the city, bro.
Yeah, people also think of New England. It's like, oh, you get the scenic snow like the North Pole. It's like, no, it's dirty, brown, slushy snow.
And we don't even get really all four seasons anymore.
No.
You know, because it's like winter until like April, and then it's like, oh, 90. Right.
Yeah, like hoodie and shorts weather isn't until April, at least. Like, it's going to be cold all March.
May, bro. Yeah, March is like the coldest fucking month. Yo, bro. I swear, watch, February is going to drag on. It's going to be a slow, slow month. Because January dragged a little bit, but it also went quick.
I also just feel like we have so much shit that goes on.
It just goes quick. It never feels that slow. Yeah, I know.
Shit never feels that slow. I know,
because watch when it's March and it's like, yo, you still have to do your taxes, Justin. Mm. I'm fucked, buddy.
Yeah, they're still going to do that, right?
I'm just pushing it off.
Yeah, that's good.
Pushing it.
The Web Slinger asks, any advice for upcoming entertainers?
Consistency.
That's funny. I never think of myself as like an entertainer.
Yeah, I guess we are, right?
I guess we're entertainers, right?
No, we are,
definitely. That's what you call it. I guess it just really consistency.
Networking, showing face.
Yeah, networking's big. Like, get to know other people in the industry if you can. Go show face out at places where those people would be. But I would say the main thing is consistency. And if obviously if you're an entertainer, you probably should be on social media. So make sure you post on social media.
I feel like you got to figure out some way to provide value.
That's the number one thing. Yeah. Because I always heard people on podcasts talk about that like years ago. And I listened and never understood what that meant. But it's really just like, why someone that's successful, you want them to help you and be involved with what you're doing. People that are successful and are, you know, have built all this shit for themselves. Like, number one, they're still worried about their own problems. They don't have time to give you anything or help you if there's nothing in return for them. Yeah. Number two, it's also like, if they don't know you, why the fuck do they care? Like, why would they care?
Especially,
they've built everything they built probably on their own. Why do they care to help you? So you got to bring something to them that makes sense. That's just what it comes down to.
Especially when you start getting some, we can say, clout or fame, and when you start really becoming an actual like person, it's like you're really, really like protective of your time. So it's like,
you have to be. Like, if you talk to me 2 years ago or even a year ago, like, my answer might be different. But, like, now that I'm in this shit for over 3 years, like, I know that's what it is. Like, I've built this shit up 3 years.
Oh, for real.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, and shout out to, I'm going to talk about this, Chef Savvy.
Chef Savvy.
You know, he hit me. He literally comes to Boston. I guess he comes here quite a bit. He's from Philly. I just met him
at our event.
He's grinding, doing his thing on, you know, his personal chef
social
stuff,
media,
which is cool
too.
And he sent me, he's like, yo, I'm gonna be in Boston. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be totally transparent with you, like we're probably not gonna link. Like, I have my days consume of
mad shit.
I'm just very being productive, and then when I do have that 2-4 hours, I'm home, bro. I'm home getting
chilling
Chad time, not prosciutto poppy
right,
time.
Right.
So I was just like, straight up. And then it's like, yo, when the world, if you know, if it brings us together, it will be. And then the event, I invited him. I was like, yo, perfect opportunity, my bro. Like, I'll see you here. But he respected it, because it's like, I'm not gonna be, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, we will. Like, I'm not with that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let
you know
how it is.
Straight
up. Straight
up. People respect that more too.
And he did.
El Delo 7 asks, how did you two meet?
I mean, I think that first time we met was honestly definitely that camp, bro. Police camp. Shout out to Danny Long.
2005.
Dude was a Boston cop for like 30 plus years. He was 1 week out of the summer. He would put a camp together with his own money and would do stuff Monday through Friday with the kids, like whether it was like touring Fenway, and it was touring the prisons and the police academy. I remember seeing all that. And there's actually a picture of me and T together with the shirts on, because after every day, they would take us like to Pierce Park for our parents to pick us up. And I had a picture with T, which is mad funny.
That is funny having that picture.
So yeah, that's how we met, like 2005, 2006. But then there was also a thing I remembered vividly with the youth group. There was like a church, Sacred Heart Church, Father Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Underneath was like certain days, like Wednesdays and Saturdays or something. Like, you can drop your kid off. It was like $2. Another thing they did for the community, whereas like they do cool shit. It was like playing dodgeball in the church downstairs. Yeah. Or like, but one of them was to go into the movie theaters, and we went. I remember like looking at T, like, yo, I just want to like go to the carnival across the street and just like eat.
I just want the fried dough.
Just want the fried dough.
I don't want to see this shitty ass
Finding Nemo movie.
Yo, it's still the same today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. Same guy asked, what's Prajut's real name? Which you already said, Chad. So
Chad. Yeah. So people really don't
know that.
Because when people do that, it's like, oh, you're a phony. But it's like, no, like my mom's full Italian. My dad's full Irish. It's actually mad funny. Like my mom grew up in Eastie. My dad did too, but he spent a lot of his time in Celty with Irish. Mm. So yeah, Chad, last name's McDonough, which is crazy.
That's funny because the next question is Teddy O'Driscoll. How were the Irish lads at the Celtics game?
Oh, the Irish people we met at the Celtics game? Is that them?
Yeah, it's one of them.
That was actually mad good funny. People. So about a year ago, we're like very close to the court, like second row. And we're like, actually, we got on the court. We had, that was the time with the passes. That was with Hauser. That was with his, yes, it was because we were on the court.
They said the Pelicans. They said it was a Pelicans game.
Yeah, but it was still Hauser. Like, we still went to the thing with Hauser.
Oh, because that was the Hawks, I thought.
No. When we sat with Hauser's seats.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
We got tickets from him?
Mm-hmm. We got tickets from Hauser. Remember we sat next to his wife, and then we had the pass. That's where we went on the court.
Oh, but that was playoffs. Because they said, yes, it was, because they said it's more stricter in playoffs, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right.
So this was a different time. This was before that.
It had to be, but we were on the court, though, because I remember looking off the court.
Maybe with B West. It might have been the B West game. Maybe when we met Aiden.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. It was the Pelicans. It was that. Yep. And then he was like, yo, well, he's yelling at us. I'm like, oh, this dude's like just yelling at a player. Yeah. And he's like yelling at Tommy in this Irish accent. I'm like, yo, he got like a Dublin jersey on.
We took a picture with them.
Then we ran into him again a year later at the Pelicans game.
Crazy, right?
Mad funny.
Same Pelicans game. A year later, we ran into him again. Mm-hmm. Two Irish guys and their son. Shout out them. And they were really cool. It's funny to talk to people from like genuine obviously out of the country. Too. And genuine people. Genuine fans.
That's the best shit is the genuine fans. You can see when the fake people come up to you.
He kept telling me I got to try out the Dubliner in Boston. And then I saw the next day. They were like.
The event went great, guys. So
yeah. And a Dubliner is just a little salty, I guess. What is the best part about living in Boston? Liam Sully 09 asks. Best part. I mean, for us, it's going to be a different answer because, like, obviously, like, we have a big following here. So, like, obviously, like, seeing people from here saying they like our shit is my favorite part of living here now.
Yeah,
but before all this shit, my favorite part about living in Boston, probably the sports, to be
honest. Sports, yeah. Sports and I think the top thing is everything's close.
Everything's close, yeah. And I didn't know that until I traveled a little bit. Like seeing like fucking different places, like you don't realize how close everything is. Like even just New York, for example, everything's so far.
Yeah, New York's huge. Like Florida's huge.
Like I would never want to live in New York, bro. I swear,
I honestly don't like New York. I love the food, though. I love going for the food. The
food's nice. Food,
so
right?
Good. The food, so good.
Just Tory. When is the next batch of coffee coming out? I want a bag. Secure that bag, boys.
Secure that bag.
It's a good question. I'm working on it right now. We just got the coffee out to everyone. Thank you guys for your support if you bought one. And we're working on the next batch. K-cups are coming. Ground coffee this time, not coffee beans, is coming. Had a little fuck up. And then we have more like coffee mugs and shit coming out. So that'll be out soon. I would say, I don't know, sometime over the next month.
I'm just using my beans for espresso martinis in the crib.
That's good. I'm glad. Where is the deli? F with Anthony 2 asks.
New Deal Fruit Revere. Yep. You know what's funny? I love when people are like, oh, you guys are from Revere. You're even from Boston. No one's from Revere.
No one's from Revere.
We just film in there, bro.
Yeah, we're there. That's the deli. Lame. Baller VC says, would you guys consider filming some skits in Worcester?
I mean, like, gosh.
Yeah, damn, bro, I'm just like, bro, this is crazy. I'm just like zooming in on his profile pics. I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Bro, this kid has a picture with someone with that Boston hat on. So he's like a real fan.
What's him?
That's dope.
Probably him, yeah.
No, it is him, but I'm just saying it's like that's funny.
That
he bought our merch. That's how I know you're a real supporter. If you buy our merch, then I know you really fuck with us. Because
it's so true, though, especially in that. I think that's one that is in person, too.
Because there's a lot of people, too, that like they'll see us. Oh, you make those videos. Oh, dope.
You know what we got to do? It's
like you just seen my face, which is so cool. But there's people that are on a different level. Like, yo, I really like fuck with you guys and support you guys.
I know. The kid last week when we left the gyro place. He was I honestly thought he was pulling something out, like the way he approached, I was like, whoa, he's kind of sketchy. He was like, yo. And then like the way he ran up, I was like, wait. And I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? And he's like, yo, yeah. He was just mad shocked to see us.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
Damn, got the blicky on me, you know?
Ryan Feel, so y'all going to do a crossover vid with Side Talk New York City, perhaps a Boston Knicks or Rangers game at MSG?
That would be sick. We should message them.
We should message them. Yeah, they've seen this shit for sure.
Oh, my God. That's instant viral, though.
Mo and Cooge, but I've heard Cooge has even said it, that they're very selective who they work with.
That's viral. But if it's a that's viral. But
that's what I mean. Like, Boston guys in New York, we'd probably get attacked. We need security.
That's so viral, though.
If I'm wearing, like, a Celtics jersey. We're
going to actually ask Mo to try to connect us, because that is viral.
Wait. Now we're talking to the Knicks, and we're courtside that game, too.
We got to drop that video soon, outside. Too.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We just actually, I think we, did we drop it yet? No?
Maybe.
I don't think we did.
No.
No, we didn't drop it yet. So check out, there's going to be a Knicks... Nick's video we did at the deli with the grown up Italian guys. Make sure you check that out once it's out. Mexi Melt. We got a few left. Not too many left. I think we got like three left questions. Mexi Melt 420 asks, if you could change one thing about the world, what would it be?
Change about the world?
Yeah.
I feel like the beef with each other. Like this whole world, like, you know. Yeah,
it's just like people just beefing.
Cold world right now. Like, you know, you can't even say hi to people. Like in the gym, I say try to like, what up? And it's just like, from the Miz.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of things that could be. I mean, I don't know if you mean like realistic things or like things that like you can change. Like people being like racist or like war and shit. Like you can't change that. Like that's never going to. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's just not going to change. You're either racist or you're not. You're either you could just stop a fucking war. Like it's just like things like that. Genocides and shit, like the Gaza shit, like people getting killed. Like you can't just like, unfortunately, like it's not that simple. So, and I'm not educated enough on that, so I don't know. But
yeah, me neither.
To me, it doesn't seem that simple. But like things that like you can actually change. Yeah, just people fucking. I don't know. You can't change people getting along with each other, but it's like, I don't know. That's a big question. I don't really know. My brain doesn't expand that much, just to be honest with you. I don't really think that much.
No, I don't know. I don't even know how I'm paying rent next month.
I think I would just make there be no traffic in Boston. That'd be my number one change in the world. Maybe put $100K in my bank account. That'd be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe $1 million. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would say that... We have two questions left. Yeah. Cow Dre 69. How you doing, fellas? Ever thought about visiting Australia? You'd love it.
That's funny, huh?
We have a lot of fans in Australia. Sydney. Sydney's big, a big demographic of ours.
Let's go.
So we should definitely visit Australia eventually. Last question. MBart 1347. Would you guys ever make an appearance on the Occuway? Hands down, you guys are number one.
We already went.
We were. We did. No one knows that, though. Isn't that crazy?
Could repost it. We should repost it. That shit was nasty.
We should repost that. I'm down. I'll post it with you.
Me and you?
Yeah, we should repost that video.
We got to find it.
Do you have it or no? I have the one I made.
I think
which we can do, I guess.
I think they have it.
You don't have the video? Mm-hmm. Oh, they edited the video. Did they put it on TikTok?
Maybe.
Maybe we can copy it off TikTok. But yeah, that's the last question. Pretty good Q&A. Nothing too crazy.
No, respectful. Just enough
shit to talk about.
I want to throw another like event. So I want to do like a limited drop hat, like a crazy sweatshirt.
Yeah, I want to do another in-person, like selling shit in person. I think the number one thing is just the company we're working with right now. It's tough. It's rough and tough.
One that, two. I need someone to run that shit. Like
what?
Run the event.
Yeah,
like I don't know, like it's just tough. Like it's tough to like be the face of it and then directing people.
No, we learned that with the first event how smooth it went, and the second event didn't go as smooth, but it still was okay.
First one we had, people like my cousin was helping with the line.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like we saw how smooth that went. Yeah. Like we should, you know, for the next one we need someone to just like oversee everything. You know, if we're like. Meeting supporters and shit, fans, like
real security.
We shouldn't have to like make sure everyone's paying and like not stealing and like fucking
do like an actual sectioned off for a VIP with like better.
I thought our first event was run very professional and smooth.
That shit was
second
nasty.
Event was good too, bro. It was just, it got to a point where we were like we had to do too many things.
It was just the setup. We shouldn't have been. The setup was rough. It made people feel like they couldn't come over there.
Yeah, the setup was a little tough for that, but yeah. Where do you think we're gonna have this next one? Where would you want to have it? It's a tough question. I don't know.
Good question. I feel like Memoir could be sick.
Yeah, just 21 plus.
Yeah, that too.
I also feel like the nightclub like
Moxie's
scares,
too though.
Moxie's I feel like the too. Nightclub vibe scares away all the people too.
It does.
They feel like
Moxie's,
they're like
Moxie's
is cool.
Moxie's
that's,
upstairs.
That's gonna be where.
In the summer, you open the doors. Everyone's outside.
Yeah,
taking
that's actually where it's gonna be.
It
well.
Is gonna
why
be
would we
Moxie's.
Do it? Why I didn't even think about that.
I don't know. I don't know why I even said memoir. We were supposed to do memoir, and then
Moxie's Seaport is gonna be probably where our next event's at. I would say probably when it's nicer out, maybe May or June or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe even before then.
No, I agree. This was yours.
This is mine, right? All right, guys. Well, that wraps up another beautiful podcast. Again, the merch is at itchcontent.com. Get the black on black hat right here. One of my new favorites. go grab the merch if you haven't. Itchcontent.com. It's going quick. Any final words? Anything you want to add in?
No, really. Just at the end of the day,
it's all content. It's always been content, though. You know, it's always like it's been the content like that's brought the content. Like it's always been content. You know?
Yeah.
See you later, guys.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town.